In Justice League, once in a while, a movie changes everything. 2012 SA Circumflex The Avengers is one of those movies. During its theatrical run, it made over $1.5 billion, and it became one of the highest-grossing movies in the history of cinema. It was the culmination of five other films, beginning with the Iron Man in 2008, and due to mostly careful planning over 4 years, it represented the triumph of Marvel Studios. Naturally, Hollywood learned the wrong lessons. Instead of intuiting that audiences responded to well-defined and likable characters, studios came to the sketchy conclusion that audiences actually want shared cinematic universes. Universal Studios is currently sinking millions into their own universe containing famous monsters like the Mummy and the Wolfman. Being good capitalists, Warner Brothers wanted some of that sweet, sweet Marvel money. They were reminded that they owned DC Comics and had access to iconic characters that were just as compelling as Marvel's, so they decided to create the DC Extended Universe. 2013 SA Circumflex Man of Steel was meant to both reboot the Superman franchise and kick off the DCEU, a moderate success. It emboldened the studio. Earlier this year, audiences were mercilessly pummeled by A Circumflex Batman v. Superman. Dawn of Justice, A Circumflex reviews were scathing, and the film underperformed. With both A Circumflex Wonder Woman a film and A Circumflex Justice League film a pending release in 2017, something had to be done to get audiences excited again. That's the real job of A Circumflex Suicide Squad. A Circumflex, unfortunately, it doesn't quite get the job done. Set after the death of Superman in A Circumflex Batman v Superman, A Circumflex the US government is scared. Massively powerful Kryptonians leveled cities. A lunatic dressed as a bat beats the hell out of criminals with impunity. There's nothing the authorities can do to curb this rising tide of madness. But Amanda Waller, Viola Davis, has a plan. She's a member of Argus, a shadowy government group, and the answers to her problem reside at the notorious Belrive prison. Waller creates Task Force X, a black ops group made up of the worst supervillains ever. There's Deadshot Will Smith, a hitman who never misses. Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie, is a total lunatic and the girlfriend of the Joker. Jared Leto, Killer Croc, a duelic and Moyag Page, is an inhumanly strong crocodile man. El Diablo, Jay Hernandez, is a former gangbanger who can generate and control fire. Captain Boomerang Jay Courtney is a thief with a knack for, you guessed it, boomerangs. Enchantress, Cara Delevingne, is a hapless archaeologist possessed by a centuries-old witch. Last, and certainly least, is Slipknot, Adam Beach, a man possessing the ability to climb anything, seriously. So who's in charge of this motley crew? That would be career soldier Rick Flag Joel Kinnaman. Flag's bodyguard is Katana, Karen Fukuhara, a pensive Japanese woman who wields an enchanted sword that absorbs the souls of those it kills. Theoretically, if the members of Task Force X undertake insanely difficult missions for Uncle Sam, time will be shaved off their prison sentences. However, if they try to run or go after their handlers, microscopic bombs implanted in their skulls detonate. Now, you might be asking yourself, isn't using a bunch of